lies and craze. Truth bombs flying like a meteor shower. Who knew sass could hold such power? Glitter, gloss, and no filter chatter. Tune in now, it's all that matters. Fast and fierce like a rolling storm. This is the place where fun takes form.
She's blonde,
she's bold,
and we got something to say. This is Blonde Banter. Let's talk all about it.
I'm Jessie.
And I'm Alexis.
And welcome to another episode of Blonde Banter.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 6 of Blonde Banter. I'm Jessie.
And I'm Alexis.
And today we're going to talk about like doom scrolling online, comparison. That was very country. Comparison. Where did that come
from?
How
do you even spell that? Like C O M P.
I added like a couple I's.
A R I S O N I N G. Comparison.
I don't know where that came from.
Yeah, that's okay. That's fine. We are in the South.
Yes.
That is where we are from. Well, you're more northern, but at the same time, we're in the South now. But, yes, we are here to talk about how almost every girl has this problem of getting on Instagram and they start doom scrolling and they start seeing all of these different women on there that they aren't wanting to do this, but they start to compare themselves to those people, like, how their face looks, how their lips look, how their nose looks, if they had a boob job, if they got butt implants, like Kim Kardashian, like, do I look like that? When in reality, like, it's probably not even real. The pictures are probably photoshopped and they're probably very, like, filtered, which, I mean, I can't say anything because, like, yes, I filter my pictures. And every now and then, like, if I'm not looking, like, 100% one day, like, you feel like you have to, like, morph your face.
Yeah.
Into all these different, like, Facetune apps. Or even with the whole AI thing now, where you can submit a picture to AI, and they can completely, like, change your outfit. They can change the background.
That's crazy.
They can change the way your face looks.
That's kind of scary.
Yeah. And it's real.
And, you know, it's really scary that, like, young girls now have to grow up with that. I'm very happy that I didn't have that growing up. Like, I'm happy that I had Hannah Montana, Cheetah Girls. Like, that was my thing. You know, the Limited 2 magazine.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
I love getting those Limited 2 magazines.
Which is now Justice.
Yeah, Justice.
It's not the same.
You know.
Hollister.
That's what we had to compare ourselves to.
Abercrombie & Fitch. And then, who else? Oh, at the time, it was the OG Taylor Swift. It was country. And everything was so different back then. It was simpler times.
Yeah.
You didn't have this need or want to even be on social media because you didn't even have it.
You didn't know what it was.
Like, it was not
there. It didn't exist.
So what you did was you went outside and you would go play with your friends out there in the sticks. Like, I remember because we had our yard backed up to like a bunch of woods, and so we would go out there and we would like build a fort out of sticks, or we would play hide and go seek, or we would go into the pasture behind our property, and we would take pictures. Like, we had cameras back then, so we would like prop the camera up and we do the like self timer. But like now it's in the click of a button. You can just gain access to everybody else's life.
And that's so scary. Like you said, the click of a button, like, I can look somebody up and I can know exactly where they live, what they do, who their family members are, everything.
Everything. Like, it's, their profile says where they work. If you're married, which, I mean, yeah, you should share if you're married or not, but, like, relationship status, who they're with. what city you live in.
I don't put any of my family members on my social media. Like, I don't list them as my family members.
I don't either.
On social media, I don't link any, unless, like, you're tagged in a picture or something with me. I don't link you in my social media at all.
Yeah.
Because I don't want anybody to, I don't want anybody to know that much about me. You know, yeah. Like, I don't want any, it's like, you don't need to know who my cousins are, and then you click on them, and then, like, you go down, and then you're like, oh, well, they live here. Like, I feel like that, I don't, you know what I'm saying.
I see what you're saying right now.
Yeah. And, like, even.
Because they can become a stalker.
Yeah, and even, like, have Daniel, like, linked on, like, his name on there and stuff. Like, I don't, like, they could find out where he works. Mm. You know, anything. And I just, okay. I like to keep it.
Well, some people want it that way.
And I will put, like, your picture up. That's fine. And I will tag you if you want to be tagged, but I just don't, because there's lots of weird people out there.
There's a lot of them. And yeah. Then, like, I feel like I get so many friend requests from random people mm-hmm. that I don't even know.
Yeah.
And you have to be really careful about that, because you don't know what they're doing. You don't know what their intentions are, and I'm guilty of it because, like, in the past, whenever I was obviously, like, single and stuff, like, I would just add anybody and everybody.
And younger, and, too.
Yeah.
I did the same thing.
I was very naive when it came to social media, and I'd be like, oh my gosh, yes, another friend. And we'll say now that I have 2,000 friends on Facebook or Instagram. Like, I have another follower, and, like, that is not safe. So now whenever I get random friend requests from people, mm-hmm. I do not respond to it, to be honest, mm-hmm. or I just cancel it.
Yeah, as I've gotten older, I've done the same thing. I do not accept random friend requests. I would say, like, over the past, like, 2 to 3 years, I've gotten to be that way. I won't accept random friend requests anymore. Because, like you said, like, when you're younger, you know, social media became, like, this huge thing starting out. You're like, oh, this is going to look so good because I have this many followers or whatever. Yeah. And now I'm like, I don't really care.
I actually really need to go through my friends list, and I need to delete some people.
I do too.
Because I have like 2,000 friends.
Yeah.
And most of those people on there don't even interact with any of my posts.
Yeah, they don't do anything.
So what's the point of even having you on there? Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, that's another problem too.
Yeah.
When it comes to comparison and social media. It's like, if I post this picture and then it doesn't get the amount of likes that I want or what, like, satisfies my soul, like, then I feel a certain kind of way. But, like, just basically, I think I need to do a deep clean of who is able to access my profile. Because they could, you don't know what they could be saying about you because of what you posted. Like, people will do that too. Like, you'll post a picture and then they jump to conclusions of, oh my gosh, why would you post a picture like that? This mm-hmm. is so inappropriate.
Right.
Like, why would you do that?
Or, like, I posted a picture with my friends. Or, like, it's just a picture of myself. And, like, oh my gosh, she's not with her husband.
Her husband.
It's like, just because I posted a selfie doesn't mean I'm not with my husband. Like, I don't, just because I went on a trip with my friends doesn't mean I'm not with my husband. Like, I can't stand that. Makes me so mad.
Like, or, like, if you change your profile picture.
Yes. Like, it doesn't mean anything. I'm just changing it up a little bit. I liked my outfit today. I liked the way my hair looked today. So I took a picture because for once everything came together. For once.
Yeah, my hair, my makeup.
Yes.
It's my outfit.
No alternative motive behind it.
Everything looks good. So I'm like feeling myself.
Uh-huh. And that's another problem with social media. Like, it's so easy to jump to conclusions. Like, and you could post one picture, and I can bet you, like, 5 people are going to have 5 different conclusions and opinions on that one picture.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy. And then go tell other people about it. And then they're like, oh, what, did you see that she posted this picture? She must not be with him anymore. Or did you see that she posted this picture? She must still be, like, you know, in her little wild phase.
She's a party girl.
Yeah.
She's a party washed up Jersey Shore girl.
Yeah. And that's not it at all. Like, it's just a picture. Like, the majority of the time I go to work, I come home from work. The days that I work, I really don't do too much unless, like, my after work routine is I come home, I eat, I work out, I do, like, laundry, get everything ready for the next day, or that's also the time that I go get my lashes done. Yeah. Or, like, my or anything cosmetic, that's usually when I go get that kind of stuff done, is after work. So I don't waste my day off doing it.
I can't do anything after work.
That Tuesday, I'm going to get my...
Good for you.
And
at some point, I need to go get my nails done before this wedding because...
You've got the wedding.
I got the wedding coming up on Friday.
Our best friend's wedding.
And my nails be looking ratchet right now. Like, I just...
That's right. That's this weekend.
Yeah. It is. It's Friday. I need to go get some shoes. I need to go get my nails done. But I have conferences all week. Like, I have conferences till 6:30. So, I don't know who's going to serve me past 7 o'clock to get my nails done. But I guess I'm going to have to show up right before they close.
Hey, you know what?
Be that person.
People show up.
I'm going to look up the salon right now.
I mean, I have to stay at work sometimes later than I want to.
And they still serve you?
And I still, you know, do what I got to do for the patients. So... If you show up or make an appointment online, maybe you can find somewhere closer to, like, where you work.
The people, like, once you get to know a certain place and they do a good job and they have snacks.
Oh, snacks.
Like, if they just keep loading you up on snacks and candy and drinks, then I'm all about that. Like, I'm going to keep going back.
Yeah.
Because, and you also gave me some free lotion to go along with my service. Even though it's not technically free, I paid like $95 for my pedicure and my S&S, but at least I got something back out of it.
Right.
So that's, okay, you know what? It says they are open till 7:30, so I can make it just in time.
You can make it just in time and it'll be just fine.
Yeah.
They made those hours for a reason.
Yeah.
So people like...
They need business.
People that have jobs, you know, that can't go during the day, can go with their nails done after work. But back to, like, the social media thing. I am very lucky that Daniel does not have social media.
Oh, he doesn't?
Uh-uh.
And that's so good.
I like that. Because I know I have it, but I'm nosy. You know, and I like to share. I'm more of an extrovert. I've said it before. I'm more extroverted. He's very introverted. And so I'm very happy that he doesn't, though, because I feel like I would be paranoid at, like, you know how people are on Instagram, like influencers. And, like, stuff pops up on Instagram that you totally, like, you don't even look for, you know, like on your For You page or whatever. And I see a lot of times, like, other people's, like, significant others or whatever, like, following, like, these Instagram models or influencers.
Yeah. And then they like
and
them.
And they're liking, like,
there
their stuff.
There was some point where you could see if somebody liked somebody else's picture.
Yeah. You can, well, you can see it.
Like you could go to their profile, which is just stalkers.
Yep.
But you can go to that person's profile and see if they liked it.
Or also, like, if you're mutual friends with that person, it'll say, like... Say, like, you like somebody's thing, it'll show up down in the corner that you liked it. Like your, like, little bubble head shows up and it has a heart.
Oh, are you talking about, like, what you've liked? Like, not post, but video-wise.
Yeah, stuff like that, too. So, it's
I've
really...
seen that.
And, like, when I see other friends, like...
Oh, God. You probably be seeing mine lately.
Boyfriends or significant others liking... You know, other girls' stuff. I do feel for those girls in a way. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because
that's sad.
That girl is probably comparing herself to that girl's picture that you liked. And I mean, that's how I am. I mean, I don't like to be that way, but that is how I am.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, well, why did they like that when, you know, what's wrong with me? You know?
Yeah.
And I feel like that, especially, like, teenagers now, when I hear, like, people at work talking about, like, their daughters, well, what they're going through with that. And it's really sad, you know, because they're like, what is wrong with me? Why does this boy... And I feel like it's giving, like, the younger boys an unrealistic vision of, like...
Of what girls
real women
should actually look like.
Yeah, of what girls, like, truly look like and what real women look like. Like, real women have, they're going to have, like, a little bit of cellulite. Mm. That's just that, yeah. It's a normal woman thing, yeah. You know? It's mm-hmm. normal. You know, having, yeah. like, a tiny little pooch, like, that's where our organs are. Like, that's where our vital organs are.
Yeah.
You can't get completely rid of it, yeah. you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you know, during certain times of the month, you're going to bloat. You're going to have water weight on.
Yes.
It's just inevitable.
Yeah.
And that's realistic. And then I feel like, especially younger boys, they look on at these influencers and they see them perfect, like toned. Like you're seeing them posed. You're right. seeing them in the best lighting possible.
Yes.
And
who knows
airbrush.
How many shots it took to get to that picture.
Exactly.
Like that one or two pictures mm-hmm. that they actually posted.
Exactly. It's just toxic, and then, I feel like.
Yeah, it could be Photoshopped because there are so many apps for mm-hmm. that. Where it blurs your face and then it gets rid of your bags and it lifts your face. And then you can even add makeup on and then mm-hmm. you can make your nose smaller. And all of that, like, you can even change your hair color on there.
Yeah.
So you don't even know if their hair color is that way or not.
That's another scary thing about, I feel like, AI and social. Like, it's amazing. Like, I'm glad that we have, like, this really great technology. But at the same time, like, it is scary. Like, someone could literally Photoshop your face onto something and send it out into the world, and people are going to think it's real.
Oh my gosh, I've seen so many things like that. Like, with Taylor Swift and then somebody else, and then it looks legit.
Yeah.
And people are over here saying, this is not real, this is AI.
Yes.
Because they know what actually happened.
Yeah. Or, like, someone could take, just like, for example, could take a picture, a snippet of our faces, and put it on something else, and be like, oh, look what she did, or anything. And I've been fooled by so many AI videos.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my gosh, yeah. Is that real?
One that was really sad, and I hope this was fake,
mm-hmm.
but there was a raccoon that was in front of a Ring camera.
And with the wind, Halloween thing?
No, the wind was blowing really hard.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden, the raccoon literally flew off of the porch and flew up into the sky. And it was like, like making a noise like that.
That's
and,
so sad.
And everybody was saying AI has gotten so good.
Yeah.
So everybody was thinking it was AI, and I hope it was, because obviously if that raccoon was flying up in the air that
poor baby
much, the raccoon is not there anymore.
No, that'd be a horrible way to die. That'd be like being Frost being in a tornado. Like, it would be like us up in a twister or something.
So I'm hoping it's AI. Because all the comments said that it was.
I get fooled though all the time by those AI videos.
Yeah.
I'll show Daniel. He's like, Jess, that's not real. And it's like something like a bunch of cats like moving their mouths together. And it's like they're singing. I'm like, of course. But it looks so real. You know?
Or like there's a grandma who has like 50 cats on a leash.
Yeah.
And she said, I don't know if you've seen that one. And she's like, come on, let's go, guys. And, like, you can see in the background, like, it takes a couple of seconds to really realize that it's not real.
Yeah.
But if you look in the back, like, of the, like, other cats in the back, they're, like, morphed together.
Yeah.
Or they have, like, an extra paw on them. So then you know it's not actually real.
Or, yeah, yeah.
Like, I remember I would do all those face tunes. And then I would try to see what it would look like if I was pregnant.
Yeah.
If I had a baby bump. And then my hands were over my belly. And then it gave me, like, a sixth finger.
That's hilarious.
And so, like, in those cases, you can obviously tell that it's fake. But I don't know. Like, some of it looks really real.
It really does. And it's scary that, like, that is a thing now.
And some people use them as their profile pictures.
I can't stand that. That's such a pet peeve of mine. I know we just finished the pet peeves, but gosh. I hate when people take those AI. And, like, I have this one girl, and she will write, like, an entire memoir. And then it's her AI picture under it. And I'm like, this is not, first off, this is not you. If someone thought this was you and met you, like, on a blind date, and was expected, they would not, you would walk through the door and they would still be looking for the person because that looks nothing like you. And they have like this entire, like this big paragraph of
like a something caption?
Going on.
You're saying for a caption?
Like a, this big caption like, or like, I am a strong woman and I am so, such a hardworking woman and I'm so happy that I have my circle. You know, things like that. And it's like two or three paragraphs long and then their AI picture. It's like they had to write that to post their AI picture.
Right.
Stop doing that.
Stop it.
We know it's not you.
Make it known.
We know that it's not you.
Like, really need them to know this. It's so funny.
The one that's going around now is the Halloween one where the girl... Have you seen that? Where the girls are, like, laying on the bed and, like, a scream is coming.
Oh, yes. Yes, I've seen that. Oh, I just shouted. Yes, because I feel so passionate about this. I have seen this everywhere.
I mean, and they're cute.
They're really cute pictures for Halloween time, but...
It's your profile picture.
It's, like, fake.
Mm-hmm.
You know it's fake.
Yeah.
And then they have their, like, feet in the background. Like, ooh, like, look at how cute I look. And I'm all propped up on this bed. I'm on the phone. Mm-hmm. And my face has, like, absolutely no scarring. Like, absolutely
no dimension.
Like, no. None. My lips are perfectly round. And mm-hmm. it looks like I got filler, but I really don't have it. And, like...
I can't.
And my eyelashes are already done. Like, all of it.
And you know what else?
That's not how it is.
When people post pictures and they try to deny that they have any work done or, like, any... A lot of, I feel like there's a lot of influencers out there that are very guilty of this.
I'm so natural.
Yeah.
I'm naturally like this. Like, no. Like... I will own up to the fact that I have Botox and I have filler. Like, I have, like, three syringes in my lips and I have some cheek filler and I do things cosmetically, like, to amplify my... I'm not saying, like, I'm beautiful, but, like, I'm saying, like, to amplify my beauty. Mm-hmm. Like, if anybody thinks I am beautiful, like, I do those things to enhance the overall, like, look of myself aesthetically, but like people who completely deny it, that is annoying.
It is. And especially like when you can go back and look at older pictures of them,
you know,
and then look at new pictures, like you don't, your nose is not the same. That's not the same nose.
Well, then people say, they'll make the claim of, well, you know, whenever you get older, your face changes. Yeah, actually it loses volume.
Yeah. That's how we get Botox and, you know, all that.
Yeah.
But it doesn't, like, change your nose and, you know, all that's, I mean, people just really boobs. Go. Yeah.
Like a boob job.
Yeah.
Which, that is totally fine if you have a boob job.
Mommy makeovers. Like that's,
I think that's fine.
Hey, if I could afford all that, I'm not saying I wouldn't do a lot of it.
I would get, like, a boob lift. I wouldn't necessarily get a boob job.
Yeah.
But
I don't think I would do that.
No.
But no.
Well, I feel like it would hurt.
I'm not about pain, and I'm not about like going 10,000. Under the knife. If I don't have to go under the knife, I'm not going under the knife. Like, it's not going to happen.
Yeah. Like, I'll get injectables, but that's about it.
Yeah, like outpatient because injectables.
It takes like 30 minutes and then you're done.
Yeah.
But yeah, there is a lot of that.
And it's a tiny little insulin syringe. It's not, it's really very,
it's nothing.
It doesn't hurt.
Now the lip filler is not the best feeling in the world.
That does hurt.
Even if they numb you, that feels like you are getting literally shot in the lip. Like, actually, I don't know how that feels, but, and I don't ever want to know how that feels, but it feels like it's just a sharp pain. And then there's a lot of pressure. So there's a reason why they give you like a distractor to put on your face.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know if you get one of those, like for people who do the filler, but my provider, she always gives me a distractor. So I just put it on my face and then I'll feel it vibrate. And then that way, like, And then I'll shove it, like, I'll not only just hold it there, I shove it into my cheekbone, like, or
no,
my
chin. No, I don't get that. They just give me a stress ball to squeeze. I just get a ball to squeeze.
I do that, and then also, like, pinch my leg. Yeah. So, like, the pinching will take away from some of the feeling of the sting in my lips.
Yeah.
But anyways, that's besides the point. that's where this is. Like, if you're willing to be real about it, if somebody asks, like, hey, do you have anything done? Then, yeah, props to you for not lying about the situation. But then if you're going to go off and be like, yeah, I'm all natural. Like, no, you're not all
and
natural.
And also people that, like, claim they don't take Ozempic and they really do. Like, I can't stand
stop
that.
Me. No.
Like, I know
please
that you
stop.
Are taking it. Like, you've lost weight really, really fast. And I can't stand, like, just own up to it. Don't have these people out here thinking that you're actually doing what you were saying you're doing, and they're doing the same thing, and they're not getting the results that you are getting. Oh, like, you're hurting that, like, you're hurting people by doing that, because you're telling these people what you're doing, and you're like, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. So they start doing this and that because they've seen the success that you've had. And, of course, not everybody's going to respond the same to workouts and diet because our bodies are so different.
Yeah.
But when they see themselves not getting to that point and you have gotten to that point so fast, you know, that's going to be what's the word I'm looking for? That's going to give them, like, that's going to discourage them, I feel like. And it's going to make them feel off, like, down about themselves.
The same results, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Not as fast when you're, you know, and if you're actually taking Ozempic and you are.
Okay.
And no, like, shade to anybody that takes Ozempic. Like, if you want to take Ozempic, take Ozempic. If, I mean, you do you, you know, if that's what makes you feel good, do it, but don't.
It's expensive,
but
though.
But be honest about it. Like,
expensive.
If someone asks you, like, why are you just going to say no? You know, especially if you're an influencer or you are supposed to be. An influencer is a name for a reason because you influence people.
Yes.
And when you are lying, when you're an influencer and you are blatantly lying to your audience about how you're getting to from point A to point B, that's not okay. I feel like that's so toxic. And it's just, I don't know. It's,
yeah.
Especially for, like I said, especially for, like, the younger generation who are super impressionable.
Yeah. Like, they're seeing that and then they're going to think that it's okay to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Which, we all have different opinions and it might be okay in their eyes, but it's setting them up for, like, failure in a way for their body image. And they're going to think that they have to look a certain way in order to be beautiful or pretty or, like, a man is attracted to them.
And like I said, we are both guilty of this. Like, we are guilty of it. Like, I have a lot of insecurities. Like, so many insecurities.
Yes, like we said about how we were talking about body image the last time. About how one of my weaknesses is body image in itself. Like, yes, like, I look at myself and, like, I need to have my eyelashes on. Or I have to go get the filler. Or I have to go get my hair done. Or, like, right now, my nails are driving me up a wall because I've not gotten them done in, like, over a month. And, like, I'm looking at my nails like, oh my gosh, now that my nails are not done, then that means that people are probably thinking that they look disgusting. And so,
girl,
like,
they look better than mine. I painted my nails
so, like, grown
while I was driving yesterday.
I feel
in
like
the
they're
car.
So they're grown out. Like, it's not to the point of it
it's
looks
not bad,
really
though,
bad.
For driving.
It doesn't. No, yours look great.
I have to keep them short though for work. I can't have I can't have actual nails. So
they're
have
bothering
to be short.
Me whenever I type anything or whenever I'm texting. They're getting in the way. And so, yeah. Like, I can't really, like, I can say something, but to an extent, like, I'm trying to be happy with
and your
how I look. Like, I think that is so important. Like, you should just post whatever you want to post. It doesn't matter how many likes you get. It doesn't matter who comments. It doesn't matter who follows you. Like, what matters is if you post something, you're like, okay, I really actually like this picture of me. And, like, yes, I can add a filter. Like, that's fine because there's filters on there for a reason. It just enhances the quality of it or makes it look a little bit better.
Because phone cameras really do, like, sometimes the lighting.
It's off.
It's not good. Like, I will look at my makeup in the mirror and then look at it through the phone. And it looks.
It looks different.
Way, way different. And I'm like, do I really look like this? And it's just, it's the quality of the camera and the lighting of the camera, the different lenses and angles.
Yes.
And so, like, sometimes you have to use some sort of a filter.
Yeah, to brighten it.
To try to brighten it. And make it look as much as it, I try to make it look as much as I can in real life. Like, what it looks like in real life. Like, I will do, like, the definition. Like, I'll, like, define it.
The HD.
The HD definition and stuff like that. So, you can see what I do look like without making it too crazy.
And I like using Google Images because they have those preset filters. And some of them really just brighten everything up.
Yeah.
Like, the pictures at the pumpkin patch. Like, if we had left them the same, like how they were. It's just like whenever a photographer takes pictures of you and they edit it.
That's why you pay so much for a photographer.
Yeah, exactly. So it's the same kind of thing. They're just enhancing how it looks and the quality of the picture.
Enhancing the quality, yeah.
Yeah, and bringing out your features, so.
And like, to kind of piggyback off like the insecurities, like, I mean, anybody that knows me like on a really personal level knows that I am super, super insecure in my own skin. I'm going to try not to cry. But there have been times, like, I've actually canceled plans on my... And I'm not a canceler. You can attest to that. Like, I don't cancel.
Yeah,
even if I'm
never.
If I'm super tired, no matter what, I will not cancel unless I'm, like, ill. But I have had times where I will actually cancel plans because I do not like the way I look so much that I can't fathom to go outside. And I've done that before.
I mean,
and that's like, it's like a sad reality, I feel like, these days.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I feel like I have to have like a certain size waist. I have to have a certain look. And I
like hold yourself up a certain way.
Yeah, to have like
to
certain
look
posture.
Confident. Or like that's a big thing for me.
It's hard.
Like, for me, like 100%.
And like I will constantly, like if I'm somewhere, I will constantly be looking. I'll go to the bathroom like multiple times a day and look in the mirror and make sure that everything is still just so. I will adjust my hair. I will adjust like my clothes. I look at every single angle of myself and I still am not happy.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't know how to fix it.
Especially like in bathing suits.
Oh,
like,
you rarely will see me in a bathing suit. I don't. Because I'm so insecure.
I love summertime, but then I see all of the little details like the cellulite.
Yeah.
And I used to never have cellulite. And seeing it pop up, I was like, oh my gosh, this is the end of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is horrible. I gotta start using that bum cream to tighten my skin.
I love that bum cream, though.
It smells so good.
It's Sol de Janeiro bum cream smells
amazing. I wanna, like, just eat it. Because, not literally, I don't wanna just eat it, but, like, it smells so good I could eat it.
Yeah. And I tried their other scents, but that's, like, the best scent.
Is the yellow one.
The OG.
The yellow. Yeah, the other ones are
Yeah, they're okay. But the OG yellow, like, I would have it on and so many people would be like, what are you wearing?
Oh my gosh.
Like, that smells so good. It's like, amazing. How are you, like, that, you smell so good. Yeah. Like, oh, it's just Sol de Janeiro, you know?
Yeah. I just, like, hopped off an island, like, from the Bahamas.
In my mind, I did. In my imaginary.
I was just drinking a pina colada. That's why I smell like this.
It's
hard.
It's really
hard.
It's hard
nowadays. And I feel like women, like, just compete against each other. I feel like they compete against how they look, like, physically.
Yeah.
And also, like, how they come off as a person as well. It's not even about looks, too. It's also, like, if you're interacting with somebody, I just feel like people want to try to act a certain way in order to portray a certain, like, image of themselves.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's more like physical, because like while you're talking to the person, you're over here thinking, oh my gosh, do they think that my hair looks okay? Like, mm-hmm. do they think my hair looks frizzy? Or is my makeup all right? Or how I'm dressed, is that okay too? Like, do I have on the right clothes? And so, yeah, I just feel like, especially when it comes to seeing like celebrities on social media, that just tears everything apart, which good for them. I'm happy that some people can become so successful
that they can afford it.
And they, yes, because like they become, like you said, influencers, or they get on Love Island or mm-hmm. Love is Blind, and then they become famous off of that one show, and then they go on to other shows, and then like they get to do whatever they want, like aesthetically, and then they marry like a really rich man, and like so you see mm-hmm. that, and then you're like, oh my gosh, well why didn't I take that opportunity? Not saying like the Love Island thing, I'm saying like even in general with like shows, like why couldn't I become this famous?
Yeah.
Or look this way, because I can get my hair done now every 2 weeks, or I can mm-hmm. have plastic surgery, or I can get filler in my cheeks like every 3 months, or just, or even jaw in the chin filler. There's yeah. that now. I'm like, what?
Yeah, there's so much.
Why do you have to fill in your jaw? Like, why do you have to fill in your chin? That doesn't make any sense. Now, the cheeks I understand, because it pushes up, like, if you have bags, then it fills those in as right. well. But, like, just some of the stuff, I'm like, how is that even attainable? How's that even attainable? That you can do that. But if they have the money, you know,
that's... it's that old quote. You ain't ugly, you're just broke. it's that quote.
That hits hard. That's deep.
I mean, it's so that's real deep. Though. And I know. And it is sad, you know, because you see, and the, like I said, especially like younger guys, like they think that that's real and it's not. And I don't know. I really feel for like the younger generation.
Yeah.
Growing up now, especially the girls, because I mean, I can't imagine like being a high schooler now.
No, we kind of talked about that the last time.
Trying to catch up.
But I feel like nowadays they're all getting really nice cars too.
Mm-hmm.
Like my first car was a 1995 or 96 Honda Civic.
Yeah.
And nowadays, it's like they're getting Lexuses and they're getting Mini Coopers, which I have a Mini Cooper now, but because I am a grown adult,
mm-hmm.
they have a Mini Cooper, they have a BMW, they have a Beamer.
Mm-hmm.
Or like a really nice Jeep. No.
Yeah.
I started out with a, like, they paid maybe like at most $2,000 for my vehicle.
That's how mine was. You know what? Funny story about my first car. It was an old Mustang. And my dad had it.
A Mustang.
He had it in the driveway for like a week and I didn't even notice it. And he was like, Jesse, have you not noticed? Have you noticed something? I was like, no. And it was literally, he had it parked over to the side.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember we were backing out one day. I was in the backseat of my mom and dad's car. And he was like, we have got you a car. And it was so funny. I was like, that's my car.
Well, at least you had a Mustang.
It was an old Mustang.
I started out with a
It was a 19. Honda Civic. It was a 19. I don't know what year it was.
Like
but
older version.
It was a way older version, yeah. Well, it still had a CD player and all that stuff.
Well,
it was
that's
like
still...
But I'm very thankful that I did have a car.
Yeah.
And thankful that I had like a... It was a nice car. It was a really nice car. I got, I remember one time I was in a huge hurry to go to school, and when I was on the pom-pom squad, and we did, like, hall march on Fridays, like, when we had game day.
Yeah.
And I was in a hurry. I was really upset that it was my last one. I was a senior, and I backed out into my dad's truck, and I was like, oh, no. So, like, at the time, you got, like, these little magnets that you could put on your car, remember? And it would say, it would have your name. Like, it would have my name, and it would have, like, the pom-poms on it.
Oh, no.
I had one that said Jessie, and it had, like, ballet shoes on it, and it had the dance company that I was with. And I had those, like, on my car.
I don't remember any of those.
Well, I took my magnets, and I covered up the dent on my car.
Oh, you hit something?
I hit it. I hit my dad's truck. And so, my dad noticed, and I told him that night, and it was so funny. It was awful, but I did. I covered up my dents with my magnets. It was so funny. I was like, I gotta get rid of this dent.
At least it was small enough so you could cover it up.
Well, it took two magnets to cover it up, but you know what? It is what it is. But we, I think one of my fenders. old neighbors, she has it now. If she's listening, I hope you love the Mustang. It was a good little car.
Aww.
It's a good little car.
Cute.
Never gave me any problems.
No.
It was cute.
Yeah.
But yeah, back to that, the doom scrolling though.
Doom scrolling, I'd be sitting there on my phone for an hour.
You don't even realize.
Just scrolling, but it's mostly the videos.
Yeah, the reels.
Yeah, it's the reels. And then TikTok.
TikTok's addicting.
Gets me. Mm-hmm. Because and some of it's really funny. Mm-hmm. I like those. I think there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Now, if you're doing it for like a couple of hours or 3 hours all day, like, then that's a problem. But some of them are hilarious. Mm-hmm. And then you see some of the dances that people come up with. Like, I recently did one. It was like the Fate of Ophelia dance that was going viral. And so I did that. And then I did it again with one of my friends. We learned it separately, and then we came together, and then we did it. So, like, stuff like that is fun, but it's whenever it takes over, like, everything. Like, that's all you're doing. You're just sitting there, and you're scrolling, and then you think that you need to make certain videos like that, or why can't I reach enough people to get... Because, like, some of these videos have, like, almost 1 million views.
And I'm like, how?
Or, like, 1 million likes.
Yeah.
And... So, that kind of messes with the head a little bit. But I know also there's a way that you can pay for those. So, mm-hmm. I don't know if these people are paying for them or whatever. But I know there's a way you can go in there and you can say, if you want to spend $20, then you can get people to visit, like, your profile for a whole entire week, and then you get more likes off of it because you have more people viewing it.
And but follow,
like,
you.
I think it's the algorithm behind it.
Yeah.
Too. So, like, if you have people who are interacting with you less, like, say if you have more friends, but you have less people interacting with that content, then, like, they won't be able to see your pictures as much.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's all a game. It's about luck, I think, as well. And I just think it's so false, like a false narrative. And it's showing it mostly shows only the good.
I think what's also so sad is that we have people that are literally making a 30-second clip hanging from a pole for that Maui Bowie, whatever song that is. I don't even know what that song is.
What?
And they make like thousands of dollars off of it, and then we go to work like grueling hard jobs.
We're actually working hard,
and we have to live paycheck to paycheck.
You got Britney Spears over here just throwing knives around with her dogs in the background, scared as heck.
Instant, like $10,000, and then you got us going to work for 8 to 12, 16 hours a day.
And you know, I'm not going to tell you how much I make, but...
No, we're not going to get into
I'm
that,
a teacher. We all know how teachers' incomes are.
And it's just unreal to me how different, like how messed up our society is, that people that make 30-second videos of themselves lip-singing a song is more wealthy than a neurosurgeon. Like, it's wild to me.
How do you get there?
Like, that's wild to me.
How do you do that?
Like,
I want to know the secret.
Yeah, like, what is the secret? Like, what kind of vortex are we in right now? Never in a million years did I think that I would, like, be living in a world where, like, the stuff that's available now is available. No. I thought it was always going to be, like, VHS. I thought the most tapes that we were going to do is, like, DVDs.
Yeah.
In the old Windows computer.
And it would be like a ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, it would make that noise like as soon as you turn it on.
Uh-huh. You know, it's starting up.
In MySpace, like.
MySpace. Oh, my gosh. I remember when you could have top friends on there.
Yeah.
And then you could drag them around and change it how you wanted to.
So much
and
drama.
And then some people would get offended if they were not in your top five.
And, like, your favorite song. Like, your top song on
yeah,
there.
It was on. Like, you could have audio.
Uh-huh.
And then you could make your own background. You could change your name if you wanted to.
It's so
like
funny.
At one time, I was going through a weird phase in life. Like, I'm not going to lie, I went through some phases. Like, at one point, I was, like, really preppy, and then I was country, and then I was, like, punk, emo. Like, I was, you're looking at me like, really? And so, like, I'm over here, like, having all this rock music on my profile.
That was hilarious.
And my name was, like, Star Girl or something like that.
Star
and
Girl.
Like, or something. And then also, I changed it to I Love You. Like, that's whenever they used to say Y-O-O-H instead mm-hmm. of Y-O-U. And so I named my profile like I Love You. And I'm like, why would I do that?
That is hilarious.
Like, looking back, like I was such a strange kid. Like, I was such a strange child. Like, I could not stick to one particular.
You're finding
but
yourself.
But I was finding myself,
yeah,
right?
You're and finding so, yourself. You were growing
now I
up.
I feel like if you're like that nowadays, you will get judged so much harder, which I don't know if I was being judged back then. I didn't care if I was getting judged back then, to be honest.
But it was also harder to tell back then, too, because, again, we didn't have social media. So, like,
I didn't care. Like, I did not care what anybody thought.
Things back then were just, it was just different. It was just way different than it is now. I never really went through any phases. I've just always been like this.
Oh God! Now you're gonna be like
literally
thinking of you differently.
No, I don't think of you differently at all. Because I went through
this emo girl.
I went through more phases. In my later 20s is when I went through phases, and they were not good phases. But like they weren't like where I was changing like my whole look, like emo, punk,
oh,
preppy, whatever. The phases that I went through were really like crazy phase, you know.
Well, I think
like
everybody
a quarter life crisis is what I have called it. It was a quarter life crisis, and you know some, you know, bad decisions.
Yeah,
and
we all go through
and the
that.
Thing is, you know what worries me though about yeah. that is I'm always fear that like that's gonna be how certain people view me. You know what I mean? Based
yeah.
off that, like, I don't want, that
I,
was like,
I do get that.
That was just such a snippet of my life that I was never like that. Like, I was always like a goody two shoes. I mean,
yeah,
I was literally like a little angel. And then I just kind of, I hit a wild spell when I was like 28 years old or whatever, 29. I don't know. I don't remember how old I was. And I hit a wild spell, and I don't want to be remembered for that because that's not who I am.
Yeah.
Like, that's not Jessie.
Right.
Like, that's truly not who I am at all. Like,
right.
I truly, 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 I don't like to be that person. I, you know, I try to be the best that I can to people. I thoroughly care about people's feelings. I genuinely care about, you know, my personal relationships and being honest, upfront, and transparent.
Yeah.
And that's just not who I was. But, you know, sometimes you go through these phases and something snaps in you, you know? Mm-hmm. And you're like, what is... And then, like, sometimes it'll keep me up at night, though. And I'll lay there. I'm like, what was wrong with... Why did I do that? Like, why did I do that?
That's
what
how you learn.
Was wrong with me?
That's how you learn.
But, you know, it has made me a better person.
Yeah.
Because of it. And I went through, like, that trial and tribulation. And like you said, I've learned from it. And I've grown from it as
yeah.
well. And, like, I've met a lot of people along the way. Some great, some not so great. But they also taught me something. Even the not so great people, the people that were bad influences on me.
Yeah.
The people that I feel like persuaded me to, like, kind of go in that direction. I feel like they were bad influences.
Yeah.
And
that plays a part in it.
It does. And also, like, I felt like I didn't have like the friend group that I wanted.
Yeah.
And so I had, you know, I was trying to fill that void.
Yeah.
Because you're in like your late 20s and you're like, oh gosh, like you know, you felt something missing. And there was a lot missing in certain aspects of my life. Yeah. And I felt kind of lost, I guess. That's the word I'm looking for.
I mean, yeah.
I honestly felt kind of lost.
That can happen at any point in your life.
It really can.
Like right now, I feel lost as heck.
It honestly, it all kind of correlated also with COVID. It also, like, happened, like, right near the time of COVID. That's when my downfall kind of went. Girl. So, I don't know if it was that also COVID that played a part into it, but... Okay. I'm glad that I'm back to myself.
Yeah,
I'm glad I went through a little phase and, you know, I overcame my little phase.
Yes.
And that's not the person that I am. And I don't want to be known as that person. So if anybody
you're not that person.
Like Alexis can vouch for me, like I'm not that person.
Yeah. And I could say the same thing about my life. I had a crazy spell at one point.
Yeah.
I mean, really. Like, and I still like to go out and have fun with my friends. Like I really do. And sometimes, I'll come home at like 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
In the morning. But sometimes I feel like that's needed. But
it is.
There was a point where I was just hanging out with the wrong people.
Yeah.
The wrong crowd. Mm-hmm. And then that pulled me down to where I was kind of on their level then.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of things that I am embarrassed about. But you can't go back. You can't fix it. You can only control what you can now.
You can only look ahead.
You can only move forward and better yourself where you can.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, like, be guilty. Like, you can, because that's just human if you do care. But if you kick yourself in the butt about it, you're just going to be miserable.
And you're going to keep taking yourself back into that. I need to remember that because I'm going to keep like taking myself back to that dark space that I was in at that time. And I don't want to go back into that dark space. I don't want to think of those people. I don't want those people in my brain like at all. And I like the fact that like it hits me in spells like that. When I think about it, I'm like, ugh. Like, I don't want to be thinking about you. I don't want any part of that life. Like, it was so bad.
It happens.
And I just want to leave that part of my life. Like, and everybody has a past. And I don't like, you know, when people act like they've never done anything wrong or they don't have a past. Because everybody has done something that they're not proud of in their life.
Yeah, because everybody was so young and I don't want to say dumb, but they were like not as experienced.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how you had to learn, was by making mistakes and knowing that it can mess up part of your life.
Yeah.
Or you can also ruin a friendship because of the choices that you make. So
Exactly.
You live and you learn.
So that's like my piece of advice to people I'm going to give is I feel like... Give, like, even somebody from your past, like, if you know and you see them doing better and you see them, like, going in the right direction, don't talk about them. Don't talk about their past. Don't talk about that, because that's not who they are now. Like, they have grown from that. And I feel like that's very, admirable, and it's hard for people to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And like when you see somebody, like for instance, say you see somebody like on your Facebook or Instagram that used to, you know, have like a certain reputation or whatever, but now they have like a family and, you know, they are going to church and everything. Like, don't hold what they used to do over their head. Yeah. Like, they have grown from that. They have become a better person. They've put in that work and effort, and they should not be continuously judged for that.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't want people to do that to me. Like, I don't want to be consistently judged for what I did at a really vulnerable and weak part, I feel like, in my life.
Yeah.
In a terrible time. Because you don't know what someone was going through at that time as well.
Yeah.
You don't know the whole story.
Right.
And so, when you're judging somebody, you know, based off what they did, you don't know the whole story. You may know bits and pieces, and not even from the actual person themselves. you're putting together like your own scenario in your head,
yeah,
of what you think this person did or what you think this person went through.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think that we need to give each other like a little more grace.
Yeah.
Like give each other a little more grace. And if someone's like trying to be a better person, you know,
mm-hmm.
let, you know, try to let them be a better person.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And like they're trying, you know, yeah. but you have to put in effort.
Yeah. Going back to
bottom line.
Yeah.
You have to put in effort. But that yeah. That's one thing that kind of bugs me though. Is just, you know, I still feel like sometimes certain people kind of hold things over your head and things. And I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like that because.
Very touchy.
I am probably one of the most genuine people. Not to pet myself up, but like I feel like I'm a very genuine person. And I would do anything for anybody.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would give you the shirt off my back.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have a good relationship. I have, like, a really stronger relationship now with, I feel like, God, church family. And, you know, I got back into that more. Because I strayed away from that for a little bit, too, in that little wild phase. And I've come back to that. And I feel like it's really, really
mm-hmm.
helped out a lot.
Yeah.
You know? And I've seen it, you know, in all aspects of my life.
Yeah.
So.
That's good.
Do you have anything that you want to add?
Not really.
No, I mean, we've just been rambling again.
Yeah. I think, I mean, once again, 54 minutes, so.
Okay. Hey, that's about our usual.
Yeah, that's on average, so. But I don't really have anything else. I'm just sitting here with my thoughts and feelings. And like I said, I'm going through a rough patch right
it's
now.
Gonna be
so
okay.
Maybe I'll feel better in a couple of weeks. I don't know.
We're gonna get through it. we're gonna get you through it. It's gonna be okay.
It's gonna eventually be fine. But yeah, so thank you for listening. We really appreciate it as always. And
please
Let us know with kind of comments or what kind of... Oh, my gosh. My stomach right now is in knots because, like, I'm so hungry. So, like, I feel like my energy is, like, bleh. But, like... So, I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. Like, that point where you just feel like your stomach is made out of acid, that's where it's at.
We're going to make sure Alexis starts eating before we start recording.
I didn't eat all day.
Did you eat before we started?
I ate, like, a little thing of pasta. With everything going on, I have not been wanting to eat.
That makes sense.
I'm probably gonna cook some dinner. I only have pasta here, and then I gotta go grocery shopping, and there's just a lot to do. But, yeah, thank you so much for listening. If you want to have any topics that we specifically talk about, please reach out to us mm-hmm. and share that with us. Maybe we can make a poll on what you want us to talk about next.
And please interact with us.
Yeah.
Like, we would love to hear from anybody that's listening. Like, we really would love to hear from you guys and see what you guys think. What could we do better? What if something gets on your nerves? You know, anything. And any topics that you guys would like us to cover. We would like to do some story. I would love to do some story times coming up. I think that would be so much
fun.
And, another plug, we are gonna start our video here by the end of the month.
Oh yeah.
We just have a couple things left that we have to get set up. And then we are shooting like an intro video for our podcast. It's going to be almost like an intro, like you see on a TV show. Mm-hmm. It's going to be like a little intro video. So we're just kind of waiting on all that to come together. Because we don't want to start the video without being fully ready. Because if we're going to do it, we want to do it right.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to be able to make sure that it looks its best. And that we're putting our best foot forward when we do start the video portion.
Right.
So that's why it's taking us just a little bit longer to get to video. But again, we just want to make sure that everything is right. We want it to look professional. We want it to look nice and clean. And the best that we can for you guys.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. Mm-hmm. Give us a listen. Give us a share. Share, share, share. And mm-hmm. we will talk to you guys later.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.
Have a good weekend and week. Bye.